I'm speaking with Craig Bruce, who's made himself famous over the past few years, hosting the incredibly popular podcast series Game Changers Radio. Their latest venture, as part of the series, is a talent survey which has attracted hundreds of respondents from all over Australia, as well as some from 8 different foreign countries.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, Craig, what inspired you to do this survey?
Good to talk to you again, mate. It was actually a conversation that I had with Blair Sullivan from Create Consult Research, who are managing the back end of the survey. He came to the CRA event at the end of last year, back in the day when there were people in in auditoriums and where we could get together in groups. And I presented at the event, and one of the slides was from the US Morning Show Boot Camp, which they do in the US every year. And I think through that, there's a bunch of questions and surveys that are done with the attendees that get along. And the slide was along the lines of 63% of all on-air talent in the US haven't been air-checked in the last 12 months. So I had that slide up on the screen. Blair Sullivan was in the room. We caught up afterwards and he said, I think there's probably an opportunity for us to go and, you know, talk to Australian, New Zealand, UK, European announcers and find out whether that number is true in other markets. So that was where the conversation started. And, I don't think there's been any study of its kind, certainly not in my time. I can't remember this number of announcers giving us this kind of feedback. So, it was Blair's idea. And I think, certainly based on the number of, I'm really happy with the sample size. It's a good, robust number. Anything over, we were thinking maybe we might get 80 to 90 respondents, but getting 200, and it's a really good split, Pete. I know you've seen some of the numbers, but it's essentially 50-50 metro regional, which is great. It's 80-20 male female. So yes, we definitely need more female voices on the radio and in radio. It's a good mix of breakfast shows and workday announcers. So I think we get a really good broad look at announcing in this country. Obviously on Radio Info today, or being Monday, you'll see some graphs and some feedback specifically in terms of numbers around our questions. And then over the next week or so, we'll share with you a bunch of insights that I have kind of taken from the verbatim comments that we have, which are really interesting and enlightening. So hopefully you'll find some interesting data and thoughts from the survey.
So what do you see as the most significant of the outcomes?
I actually think it's a really good report card for Australian radio, which I was hoping would be the case. So if you go back to that original number, 63% of announcers in the US haven't been air checked in the last 12 months. Feedback, air check, support from content directors into their morning shows is much, much better in Australia. And that's, I was hoping that would come through. And that certainly is the case. So most shows, most announcers are getting somewhere between a daily and a weekly air check. Most shows are getting, and when I say most, somewhere between 30 and 40% are getting, daily support from their content directors. That is very different to what is happening in international markets. Certainly in North America, there is very little, and because the radio category is so different in terms of resource and support for shows in the US, in Australia, we're unbelievably lucky to have companies that have supported content with the resource of content directors and in the metro markets, show EPs. And, and I think the end result is, the more support and resource we have around our teams, the better the content is going to be. And I think that's the case. So that's probably the headline for me is that I think from the announcing community, I think they feel generally supported and they feel like they're they're getting the support and the recognition and the acknowledgement and the feedback that they need from their content directors. And for me, that was the one thing that I was most interested in, was just to see what that relationship looks like. And even in the regional markets, and there are some regional markets, unfortunately, where breakfast shows aren't getting any support at all, like zero, none. And that's okay. There are small stations and small markets where that's just not possible. But in the main, it's a pretty decent report card, I think, for Australian radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did any of the results surprise you?
What surprised me was, so there's a difference between what, based on our study, so Metro morning shows in particular, are less interested in detailed specifics, daily feedback. They want more of a light touch from their content directors, where regional breakfast shows and regional hosts are interested in daily regular support. And I guess that kind of makes sense. And, I've worked with experienced shows and new shows, and understanding what a show needs and where they're at in their cycle is really important. And it's just as, it takes just as much skill to program with a light touch for a show that is really good, that has a really good sense of itself, that does most things really well. As a content director, you can often feel like, well, what kind of support can I provide? And it's often about, and I remember Lee Simon talking about it on the podcast, one of the things that he would do with shows like, the Richard Stubbs Breakfast Show and the DJing back in the day, was that his thing was to listen to or give them feedback on what he reacted to that day. So, if he was driving into work and he had a genuine sort of reaction to a really clever sketch from the D-Generation or a really clever phone idea from Richard Stubbs and his show, that's what he would talk to the team about. And so, yeah, programming with a light touch takes a particular type of talent as well. I mean, it's easy to get in front of a new breakfast show and talk to them about the specifics of what is required to put a show on the air. That's, there's fundamentals there that you can kind of follow the bouncing ball on. But so Metro breakfast shows, Metro shows in general need less hands-on, more bigger picture, explain where we're playing and where the, where the market sits and where we sit inside the market. Regional shows are interested in the detail and the day-to-day of how do we get better tomorrow. One of the great quotes from the verbatim comments, one of the announcers said, I want to be a better announcer tomorrow than I was today. And that's what I need from my content director. And I thought that was a really good, it's essentially what, young breakfast shows, young announcers need as they go into those regional markets is support and encouragement and an objective set of ears that can, that can help them get better.
Now, I know that this survey was targeted particularly towards breakfast and drive announcers, both in the regionals and in the cities, but not a lot of feedback was going towards the afternoon music jock or the evening music jock. Do you feel that sometimes they might be neglected or feel neglected and their careers going nowhere because they don't get a lot of feedback?
I worry that might be the case. The survey was kind of in two parts. So there were particular questions that pertain specifically to breakfast hosts. I'm certainly interested in what's happening for workday announcers and music announcers. And, if I was to take a half a step back, one of the reasons why I thought this survey was important is just the general kind of the moment that we find ourselves in, the category of radio and media in general. You think about all of the headlines from last week with what Nova is going through, and obviously SCA and ARN would be having their own revenue challenges, and what's happening at Channel 10. I mean, it's just a very, very difficult time for everyone in media, and I think there's a lot of anxiety and uncertainty. I don't think it matters whether you're a highly paid breakfast host or a a new music announcer just starting out in a regional market, you know, there's no sense of absolute certainty and security that there may have been maybe 10, 15 years ago. You know, I think that was one of the reasons why I wanted to kind of get a temperature check on, you know, how you're feeling and do you feel supported and do you have a sense of what you're doing and why you're, you know, how you can contribute from an on-air perspective and behind the scenes as well. You know, that was part of it as well. I just get a sense, Pete, and I'm sure you're on the ground and seeing this as well, that just the general feeling of anxiety, nervousness, uncertainty about, you know, where we're at the moment and you know, what might happen in the future.
Thanks for your insights. Much appreciated. Before you go, when's the next series of Game Changers going to drop?
Yeah, well, we're going to do one in the next couple of weeks just to sort of dig deeper into the survey. And we're working on a new series, which is going to be called I'm Out Now What? I'm going to be talking to a bunch of ex-radio people who have moved on from radio and are having successful careers outside of the business. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do that was because I think there are going to be, unfortunately, some people who are currently making radio who aren't going to be, you know, working in the next 12 months. And, you know, I wanted to talk to people who have had successful careers, who have come through that process of, you know, for so many radio people, it's a passion and it's a job that you really love. And there's a process that you have to go through to kind of get out of that phase of, you know, here I am, I'm a radio guy and now I'm not, you know, what does that mean for me? So we're going to do that towards the back end of the year and hopefully, you know, have some, you know, inspiring stories and some, you know, real examples of how you can move through into adjacent industries, whether it's podcasting or different forms of production and online media. So that's coming up later on in the year as well.
Okay. Thanks for that, Craig.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.